You're listening to the Master Passive Income Podcast Network. Welcome to the Master Passive Income Show. This is Dustin Heiner, and I'm here to help you get financial independence, quit that J-O-B, that just overbroke job, by investing in real estate so you never ever have to work a job again. Now, if I were only given $1,000 and did not have any contacts, any business, any real estate, anything, and had to start over from scratch, this is what I would do to become fully, successfully unemployed all over again. All right, let's start the show.
Welcome to the Master Passive Income Podcast, where we talk about investing in real estate with a special focus on making enough money so you can quit your job and live the dream life. And now, here is your host, Dustin Heiner.
Hey, what's up? Super blessed as always to have you here with me on the show. And I was thinking about something that, well, there's a YouTuber. His name is Mr. Beast, and he is very, very popular. I think he's got, 50 million subscribers. I mean, just think about that. That's just absolutely ridiculous. But I was thinking about something he said recently. So somebody asked him if he would be able to build a brand new channel from scratch and get to be as successful as possible, or almost, I guess, as successful as he is today. And he said, absolutely. Even if he started from scratch, he absolutely could rebuild Mr. Beast, his channel. He could rebuild it even if nobody knew about it. He said it's all knowledge. It's really all knowledge. He already knows what he needs to do. And obviously, over the years, he's gotten better at what he's done. Now he makes more money that he can afford things. But the knowledge of what he has done and being able to implement that into his business, he could absolutely do it over and over and over again. It's the knowledge. Now, same thing with you and real estate investing or financial freedom. Once you have the knowledge, once you've done it one time, just like riding a bike, once you've done it one time, you rode the bike one time, when you're little and trying to learn, it's not easy. It's really tough to actually balance and actually keep pedaling and do well at that. But as soon as you get that balance, you can literally pick it up and never, ever forget that ever again. You have that muscle memory. You have that balance inside you that is going to allow you to be able to keep riding that bike. Even if you go 60 years without riding a bike, you're going to have that balance in there because you have that experience. You've done it before and you have that knowledge. Not just real estate investing, which is 100% true, but also in financial independence. Now, this show, this episode, what I'm talking about today is if I had to start over literally from scratch to create financial independence, to become successfully unemployed. Now, it's not going to be easy. It would not be easy. It would not be, 30 days and all of a sudden I'm financially independent, or even maybe 3 months, 6 months. It probably would take a good 2 or 3 years for me to become financially independent because I know or have the knowledge now. Now, what's great is my students are beating me in financial independence because when I coach them, I give them all the problems that I went through or help them to jump over the hurdles, get over the landmines, all that sort of stuff so that they don't lose money and that they fast track. I help them fast track their success because what I do is I show them all the shortcuts. It's not necessarily a shortcut like in a negative way, meaning, you're not doing everything right. It's you are taking a faster path down the road to financial independence. And so my students have been so much faster at creating financial independence than I did. It took me about 7 years to get financial independence. It's taking my students like 3 and 4 years to become financially independent. And now my students are now coaching. You guys know that Charles Rose Jr. and William Palmer are both coaching. They're both my students, but they're also doing so well that their students, not my students, they're now their students because they're coaching. Their students are doing even better than them. It's amazing. One of the students, he's been on the show a couple of times, Pranith, he actually started investing and it took him 2 months to get his first property. And then his next property came within a month and a half. Now, in 6 months, he's literally been working with me and Master Passive Income for maybe 8 months. He has literally 12 properties. It's that's just amazing seeing what he's doing. But it's the knowledge that you gain from doing it yourself or learning from somebody else. And on top of that, it's not just the knowledge, because knowledge can only get you so far. But this is the reason why I have this episode today. And I am super pumped to bring on somebody who, and we kind of explain it in the show how we met, so I'm not going to go over that right now. But I'm bringing him on the show because everything that he is doing now, he is doing everything I should have done when I first got started, because now I know how to become wealthy with real estate. I know how to create online businesses. I know how to create events, companies and events, you know, conferences and stuff. I know how to do that. And I know how to get financial independence and financial freedom. But it took me a very long time to figure it out and to learn how much better it would be to fast track that entire process and get around the right people. That is what, honestly, well, I've said this many times, but I'm going to definitely say it again, because if you're listening to this for the first time, I want you to understand that real estate is not about a property. I'll say that one more time. Real estate is not about a property. It's not about like a physical property that you go and visit and buy and all that sort of stuff, which that's something that comes from real estate investing. Real estate is not about a property. Business is not about products. And life is not just about experiences and that sort of stuff. Real estate is about people. Business is about people. Life is about people. If you realize that in your life, that everything revolves around people, I kid you not, your life will get so much better. It's absolutely amazing how much better your life will get. Now, with that, the reason why I'm talking about and having my guest on the show, you know, he's now become a friend of mine, which he is doing exactly the thing that you should be doing right now. Even if you started, even if you have a couple properties and you're getting close to financial independence, you should be doing exactly what he's doing now, because what he is doing is he is being so proactive in getting around the right people. I'm amazed at how many multi-millionaires that he, and he's not even a millionaire, but he's around so many people, and so many of these multi-millionaires want to be around him, because he is a giver and he loves to help people and he tries to connect and serve people, which is the type of person that I love to be around, as well as everybody else does as well. So in this episode, we're going to be talking about his secret strategy to actually get millionaires to be around him and want to help him and help him build businesses, invest with him because of his ability to network, to meet people, to get people to rally around a vision that he has created, even at a younger age. Now, if you, no matter how old you are, if you're even younger, let's say you're 18 years old and you're listening to this right now, I would literally be doing the exact same thing that everything in this episode that we talk about. I kid you not. So if I were to start all over with $0, actually, let's say you even give me $1,000 to start. If you give me $1,000 and no contacts, no business, no anything, and I just had to start from scratch to get financial freedom, I would literally be doing what he's doing. And I would say that even $1,000 is not even anything that I would even need, because $1,000 is not going to get you anything. I mean, shoot, like a phone is $1,000 at minimum. And so with that, the $1,000 is going to be fine, but it's not going to help you. What's going to help you is the connection with other people, because it doesn't matter who you know, it only matters who knows you. Now, you can also go the long and hard way, which is what my guest is actually doing, which is a lot of work. But there's also a way to actually fast track that entire process to getting around the right people. Now, you're either going to pay one of two ways. You're going to pay with your time, or you're going to pay with your money to accelerate, to fast track what you're going to do. Now, the time is, if you're going to be spending all the time learning, trying to develop the network, you know, trial and error and all that sort of stuff, to where it's going to actually take a lot more time, well, it's going to save you money, which is great. So you can have that. That would be fantastic. That's what I did. Now, looking back now, I realize that I will never get that time back. Time is the one thing that we're always spending. The commodity is always going. You can never earn or make any more of. I wish now I would have given up that time, or got that time back is a better way to say it. I wish I would have spent money to actually get my life back. If I would have spent money and get 3 years of my life back from working that dead-end job, I absolutely would. So another fantastic way to get around the right people is to also join a membership, join a mastermind, join in, put your money where your direction, your heart is, your mouth is, then you will get around the right people. Like if you join the mastermind that I have, the Master Passive Income Mastermind that we have, where we have hundreds of students, we have the coaches, you even get my network. I bring people in that are all about helping you. You can get around them just by joining the membership. You can get in the membership, check the link in the description. You go to Master Passive Income, you can check out our group coaching. But I mean, honestly, everything is out there on the internet for you to consume for free. But what you're not going to get is the accountability. You're not going to get the network. You're not going to get the community. You're not going to get everything bundled together all in one, like in a linear fashion to help you out to do it. And that's why I have my membership. So I definitely want you to join. We also have the one-on-one coaching where we literally fast track our group coaching, and the membership is the fast track way. But 10 times a fast track, you join the one-on-one coaching. Oh my goodness, we will literally take you on the fast track to success. If you are at all interested, you could always jump on a strategy call with one of my former students so you can talk about the coaching and how we can help you out. Check the link in the description. Get and book a call to where you can be fast tracked to financial freedom because you're in the right room and because you're getting the education and you're getting around the right people and having a community holding you accountable to making it get done. Now let's jump into today's show where I will be interviewing a fantastic giver, selfless person that's a servant, as well as real estate investor. On top of that, he is an amazing connector and networker that you need to learn from. And this is exactly what you should be doing. So get out your piece of paper and pencil or your phone and start taking notes, because we're going to dive into it right now. Here we go. Jesse, so glad to have you here with me, man.
Man, it's an honor, Dustin. I appreciate the introduction.
This is fun. So you and I, well, you came to my conference, number one. Then at the same time, I just asked me, hey, would you like to help out with what I'm like the vision of what I'm going to do? And I love to help. I love to just be as useful as possible to other people because it definitely brings me joy. It brings me fulfillment. But on top of that, I saw what you were doing. I saw the vision of how you wanted to help people. I said, absolutely. And then from there, just communications, as well as you're a connector, like you like connecting people, and you're a giver too. I was like, man, this is great. So we become friends now. And you know, we go out to lunch, we hang out together. But this is so great that having somebody like you, very, very similar. And one of the most ways that we're very similar is how we want to help people, how we want to make sure that we're helping people get what they want. You know, not necessarily what they want, but like achieve their goals, achieve their desires. And at the same time, we are connecting them with other people. So Jesse, this is so awesome. Now, what made you even want to start helping people?
Man, it's really that go-giver mentality that we both have. And I think that's something that we were able to just resonate and really connect on. And before we jump in, I actually want to tell you, I don't know if you know this, Dustin, RubeCon was my first like solely real estate conference I've ever been to in my life. So you really got me started my journey. I think I had one house. I just got my first house at the time. And so that conference totally propelled me into, you know, what I'm doing now. So I just want to thank you. I don't know if you know that.
Absolutely. No, I didn't. But with that, I remember you said that you actually heard it on my podcast. Heard about the conference, me talking about the conference on the podcast. You live in Mesa, which is Phoenix area. And I was having the conference in 22 in Phoenix. And so you were able to come and take part in it. And I just remember you coming up and being very genuine, which comes across so much better and not a taker. Because there are plenty of people, and everybody will get this in their life, where they get somebody that is a taker type of personality, where they just come across like they want something from you. And those type of people don't get very far in life, in my opinion. I find that the people that are actually ones that want to give more, that want to help people, they get a lot more out of life. And they get more people that want to work with them just because they're trying to give. How did you come up with it? Not come up with it, but like what made you go down the path of trying to give?
Yeah. I just think for me, it's always leading with value. And I think there's a Zig Ziglar quote that I learned early on when I first started my career back when I was working a job. And I can't remember exact quote, but it's pretty much like you can have as much as you want as long as you're able to help others get as much as they want. And I definitely butchered that quote a little bit, but that's kind of the general concept of just give and don't keep score and everything comes back to you. That's just what I believe. And it's really, you know, helped me a lot with my career, my journey. I definitely would not have been able to build what I have with Growth House and have amazing people like you come and speak if I didn't at first at least give value and come across as very genuine and someone that wants to see how I can help them first.
That literally is the best way to approach any relationship, any conversation that you're about to have or anybody's about to have is how can I help this person? Because if you go and say, well, how could talk to the person and say, well, I love what you're doing. I'd love to help you in this. You could even say something like, well, I don't even want to get paid. I literally just want to be a part of everything that you're doing. So let me be a part of it. And in doing that, they're going to look at you as, man, this is somebody that is not just in it for themselves, number one, but also number two, they actually want to perpetuate what I'm doing or get my vision, my goals done. And then that's like, man, let me grab onto this person. And I want to jump into your real estate investing that you're currently doing. So you bought one house at the time, what made you get into real estate? And then in real estate, what's your trajectory of what you're going to do now?
Yeah. So take a step back. I got into real estate, rich dad, poor dad. I know it's a cliche answer, but that's how I got in.
Oh, no, it's not a cliche. That's absolutely that's literally the book that I read in 2006, five or six, that got me thinking, I really need to change my life. So if anybody hasn't read it, you absolutely must read it. So I know everybody has read it, it seems like, but the same thing, not everybody has. So it's always a great book that I would highly, highly recommend. So anyways, continue on.
Yeah. So I was trying to start all these little side projects, side hustles. It's kind of just my mentality early on after I got into personal development. It was like, I want to do something other than my job. And my job was making me great money. And I lived very frugal, lived below my means, delayed gratification, saved up a lot. And then I read Rich Dad, Poor Dad and was like, oh man, first I got into stocks and then it transitioned into I kind of like tangible assets, something that I actually can, you know, work on, improve, have other people rent and also provide a service for other people. And so that journey kind of led me down to house hacking. And I was in my, I think, mid 20s when I first got started. This is around 2021. And I was living in Portland, Oregon, and I always loved Arizona. So I'm like, why don't I buy a house out in Arizona?
Quickly explain house hacking and then get back to living in Oregon.
Absolutely. So house hacking for me, I rented out all the rooms in the house. So I lived in one room and rented out the rest of the rooms in the house. And ideally is so you can live for free or you can actually live in the house and actually make money beyond the mortgage from the rental income from the other people. Another way to do it is through buying like a 4-unit and then living in one of the units and renting out the other three. And also there's a lot of things. I think you actually just had a podcast to listen to about this where there's a lot of great ways in finance where you can get the home owner occupied and it's only 3.5% to 5% down. So a lot of financing ways to get in, especially early on. I tell everyone like, this is the way to go. Get into a house by house hacking. And so, yeah, I decided to buy a bigger house out in Arizona. Wasn't sure when I was going to live out there because I was living in Portland. And so I got the house 10% down as my second home. And then eventually was like, man, I love Arizona. I want to kind of move out there. And so at the same time, I'm like, okay, who should I rent out these rooms to? And for me, I'm always super hyper-focused and intentional about who I'm surrounding myself with. So I was surrounding myself with other people who are like-minded, whether they were in sales, business professionals, entrepreneurs. And that's kind of how I got started. So I just surrounded myself with these like-minded people in a house.
And with that, I mean, you definitely took a huge action in buying that first property, moving out here. I personally love Arizona, even though now I'm moving to Tennessee. I definitely love Arizona. It's getting a little too California-ish. There's a lot of California people moving over here, but it's still a great state. Now with that, you bought one property. And then when you came to RubeCon, the Real Estate Wealth Builders Conference, you were also, I think you bought a second one at the time. So now you have two. Is that correct?
I think I was just like in the middle or maybe just bought my second house. And that's kind of when the concept of Growth House started was, man, all these people are loving living with other like-minded people. There's nothing else like that. And so I was like, all right, let me cater to, you know, this demographic, which was me you know, right before I bought the house. I would have loved to live in one of these houses with other like-minded people. And so with that being said, I got my second house. But there's kind of a fun story I like to share about the second house, because for me, writing down my goals was the reason I was actually able to even get out of analysis paralysis. Guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I spent 5 years saying I was going to buy a house. 5 years. And nothing ever happened. I would get, you know, a little bit further in a deal, but never make an offer, just get too scared and back out. And so before I got the first house, and this actually leads to the story of how I got my second house. So I'm in Portland and I'm like, I need to get this house. And so I write it down in my journal. So every single year at the end of the year, I write a goal, right? And so for me, it was by February of, I think this might have been 2021, I want to buy my first property. I write it down. After I write it down, I literally make an offer like 3 days later and then close the day before the expiration date of my goal. So it's just like this, the power of the pen to pad and making it happen, kind of like a written negotiation contract with yourself, is super important.
And I love that idea. So that's how I got my first house. Mm-hmm. That's so terrific, because you're saying I'm absolutely going to be doing this no matter what is going to come my way. I'm not going to let anything stop me. And when I was quitting my job, so I had bought a couple properties. I said in 10 years, I'm going to quit my job no matter what. Like, even if I don't have enough money, I'm still going to quit. Like, it's a deadline, more than deadline. It's like I'm burning the bridges as I go, you know, mm-hmm. and there's no turning back. So then you got your second property, but with the two different properties, you created something that I was thinking, oh my goodness, that sounds like a lot of work. But at the same time, it is super fun that you're helping people. You made it into a communal type of living where people live together and help each other out. But before we get to that, I got to ask about the name, the Growth House. I told my wife, hey, babe, I'm going to go and speak at the Growth House. She's all, you don't know anything about marijuana. No, it's about real estate. It's about finance and everything like that. So tell me, how'd you get the name of the Growth House?
Yeah, for me, it was just growth-minded people. And then after, you know, we got the LLC and everything, I was like, oh, what are you growing? I'm like, guys, no, not that type
growing
of growth.
People. We're growing people. Yeah, there you
exactly.
Go.
So everyone asked, like, where's the operation? Like, guys, there's no operation. This is the plant that you see right here, wherever it is. That's the only growth that we have plant-wise.
That's awesome. Okay, so, but you decided to make it more of a group or a communal living type of thing where you're renting out all the doors and you're putting mm-hmm. on events where, like, I came, the first time I came, when spoke at an event, you probably had a good maybe 20 people, 25 people. Mm-hmm. The whole place was packed with people talking about real estate. I loved teaching them. It was so much fun. Really genuine people that really wanted to learn. What got you to actually do the step of having a communal type living? Because I love the single family, long-term rental properties, midterm and short-term are great too. But yeah, thought of renting out per room, that's a lot of work. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I can tell you about the Growth House concept, and then I actually want to kind of back the curtain on what it looks like doing a co-living house and actually how easy it is, because there's definitely a misconception that it's so much work.
And I want to pause for a quick second and share that honestly, I really want you to invest in real estate. Now, my new goal is to help 1 million people invest in real estate. So two things I would ask from you. Number one, if you get anything out of this episode, please share it with somebody else. Just say, hey, you know, check out Dustin at Master Passive Income. He really wants to help 1 million people to invest in real estate. That's number one. Number two, I want to get you to invest in real estate. Get my real estate investing course absolutely for free. Text the word rental, R-E-N-T-A-L, to 33777. Rental to 33777. I'll literally give you my course, show you how to find an area of the country to invest, how to build the business first. You know, I always talk about that, and how to find the right properties, how to make sure you're getting experts to do the work for you, and scale the business to where you're making $250 or more in passive income. Scale it to quit your job. I'll literally get to you, or go to masterpassiveincome.com/free course. Obviously, it'll be in the description, but I really, really want you to invest in real estate, because the more that actual, normal, everyday people own real estate that are good landlords, the better everybody's life gets.
So starting with Growth House and that, you know, the idea that I had that spawned into now doing masterclasses at the house, doing accountability meetings. So that's kind of what we ended up doing. And for me, it's you are the average of the five people you surround yourself with, right? And so we kind of took that quote and made it smaller. And for the motto of the Growth House is you become who you surround yourself with. And so it was really hard to find like-minded people. Now we're living together in the house. How about we have weekly accountability meetings? And then on top of that, let's actually have speakers come in, you know, once or twice a month where we'll host. We'll have our house completely packed with amazing people. And then a speaker like Dustin comes and shares how you can get in to real estate or how to start being a content creator, stuff like that. So that's what we ended up doing with Growth House. And that was kind of like our niche within the co-living space. But taking a step back and talking about co-living in as a general term, I think it's like the best way to get into real estate after you house hack. Then you leave, buy another house, because every year you can go buy a new house. So you buy another house after you house hack. And then that first house is now a co-living house where you're just renting out the bedrooms individually. So that's how, you know, we got started with co-living was once I left, then we have a home just by itself. And for us, it was furnishing the house as well. So we actually furnish the bedrooms so people can just come, suitcase, that's it. They're good. They're ready to go. So it attracted a lot of people who are moving to the city for the first time.
I definitely remember seeing lots and lots of people that were also coming, not just that live there, but you also made it so that people that didn't live there will be able to come and take part in this as well. Tell me about that.
Yeah. So just kind of growing the Growth House community as a whole without people just living in the houses.
Yeah, totally. And because like you said, there was, I don't know, let's say 5 to 8 people living in the house. But at the the time where I came and spoke, I gave my speech on real estate investing. At that time, there was like 25 people. I mean, it was packed out.
Yeah, we definitely created a little community where people are like, hey, we can't live in the house, but we want to be a part of what you're doing. And so from there, it just kind of spread word of mouth. We didn't do any marketing, just kind of threw up a Instagram page and then made some shirts, made a little bit of merch. And people just started, you know, loving the concept because it is a lonely journey as an entrepreneur or aspiring, you know, real estate investor. Not too many people think like us. We're probably working past our normal work days to actually get steps in to achieve financial independence and freedom. So how do you find these people? Go to networking events. And so we just kind of created a community of networking, of, you know, teaching and education as well, which then led into our online community.
Yeah. And now you're continuing with there. So I want to jump into your online community in just a minute, but getting to the idea of the communal living, what are your thoughts? Is that something that you would continue to do? Would you continue buy your next portfolio, like next property after property, keep doing the same thing? Or are you going to change it up? What are your thoughts with that? And is that a good strategy for somebody to get in? Because you said, if you're going to get started, it's a great way to do it after house hacking.
Yes. I mean, for people that are trying to achieve financial independence, freedom, you're all about cash flow, right? That's the main thing you're trying to focus on. And so for me, I had a 6-figure corporate job. So how can I replace 6 figures of income? And maybe it's a little bit harder now, but it still cash flows now as a co-living property. So that's the beauty of co-living, where you can make I'm actually looking at my numbers right now because I just got my taxes and did kind of the year to date. And $209,000 was the revenue off of 2 houses. And then our net was $103,000. So Dustin, you tell me.
Off of 2 houses?
Yes.
$50,000 a house.
And we can break that down.
Well, easily, you get 2 houses. Obviously, we know it's going to be a little bit of work, much more work than getting a long-term tenant in there, which is understandable. But if you can make a full-time salary having 2 properties and have other people living in your house, getting the communal living type of space, then you have $100,000 a year. This is after taxes. That's the profit. Then with that, you can do it over and over again. That's a great business model.
Exactly. So that's why I say house hacking, get in. And then once you go to the next house, turn the other house into a co-living home. And people are doing this not even through house hacking. They're just now buying, like my partner, Greg, he's buying these homes, adding a couple bedrooms, adding a bathroom, boom, turning a 3-2 into a 6-3 and cash flowing, you know, $2,500 a month in today's market right now. We're doing this currently. So that's the strategy that if you're looking for cash flow, there's not too much that beats that. And like you said, obviously it's going to be more work than just sticking, you know, a tenant in there for 3 to 4 years. But for us, typically, I would say about 8 months is the normal length of stay. But then we have people like my friend Derek, who I met through the Growth House, one of my best friends now. He's still here. It's like 2.5-3 years later. So it's definitely a place where I tell them, hey, guys, I want you to, because they're in the same mindset. They want to lower their expenses. They want to live below the means, save up so they can eventually buy a home. And so I'm like, perfect. Stay within our houses, stay within our community. And when you're ready, we'll help you go get your next home. So it's a great kind of just a community that fosters the same type of people that want the same type of things.
When you're talking about the online community that you're building too, on top of the Growth House and Immersion, now, one thing that really impressed me is how many people you know that are really high caliber people. And I honestly, like, you would admit, you're not like at their caliber. Like, there's like Zach Keeps, amazing. Yeah. Like, I'm not his caliber. Like, he is literally, he's got, I don't know, at least probably 1,000 properties. I'm probably overshooting, but
he has over 270. No, he has over 275 single family homes
in Arizona, and yes, he runs it all himself, or he has a team that does it. He's amazing. A great guy too. Like, love that guy.
Love
but
him.
You have so many high caliber people that want to be around you. Like, the first thing after you and I talked, I was like, yeah, of course I'll go help out. I'll be a part of it. And so it was, you sucked me in pretty quick. And then obviously so many other people, but I'm just super impressed and so impressed at how you are able to get people that are really, really high caliber that want to take part in helping with you in the Growth House, as well as you did something that it all ties together. You reached out to somebody on Instagram that you liked and followed, and you said you saw that they were going to stay in, was it Cuba? I think, wasn't it?
No, there's my favorite podcaster that was going to go ahead to Colombia.
Colombia. So he's listening to the podcast. And here's that he's going to be going to Colombia and stay there for a month. And you reach out to him. Tell me about that, and tell me about how that plays into your way of connecting with high caliber people.
Absolutely. And it's so funny because ironically, I dropped the episode today, which I'm still trying to figure out the series title, but it's like The Art of Connecting. And it's the story of how I met Diego Corzo, who's now one of my best friends. And I met him through Rubicon. So it's crazy. So you actually have to listen to that one because you'll get a kick out of it. But
I definitely will.
Yeah, it's great. So as far as, networking and connecting, for me, it's also figuring out people that have the same type of mentality. They have that go-giver mentality. They have that servant leader mentality. And yes, like you said, they are usually way, you know, multiple steps ahead of me. And so I figure out what kind of value can I bring? So I'll tell you a little story about Brian. So one of my favorite podcasters, I was listening to him for about a year. This is early this year, early last year, 2023. And we would talk DM a couple times. And then at the end of the year, around November, he posted on his Instagram story. He said, hey, I'm in Mexico City, about to go to Colombia. And so I sent him an Instagram message saying, hey, man, when are you headed to Colombia? I was thinking about going. And really, I wasn't thinking about going, at least like not that soon. Definitely was on my bucket list. And so he responds to me and he goes, oh, these dates. I'm like, cool. I think those are like similar to the dates that I'm thinking about going. And he goes, well, meet me down here. I'm like, all right. And so I literally book. I sent him a message saying, hey, where are you staying? And he sent me back a hotel. I literally book a hotel at the same spot, a little bit out of my budget. But you know what? It worked out perfect. So I went out there, spent, you know, a couple thousand dollars, connected with him, spent Christmas and then New Year's out there in Colombia with him. And here's also the funny part. I think I told you as well. Through this whole process, there's a guy named Sam Wiegert, who I recently connected you with, Dustin, and he's like the king of co-living. This guy is amazing. And so we connected that year, and then he sends us a message while we're in Colombia saying, how long are you guys down there? We said, oh, another couple of weeks. He said, I'll see you in 2 days. So literally the two people that I wanted to connect with, like on kind of my goal sheet, my journal, I'm like, these are two guys I want to build a relationship with. I get to hang out on Christmas in Colombia with. It was amazing.
And it was so amazing that you're connecting with like really amazing people that are high caliber people. And you did it by really just reaching out and being available. And it's so fun that you didn't actually, it's not on your calendar that you were going to go to Colombia, like literally written down. It was already planned out, but you knew that you were already going to be in Colombia because he was in Colombia. So it's easy enough to, it's not lying saying that, oh yeah, I'm planning on being down there too. Cause you've already made that plans. It might've just been 5 seconds earlier, but you made plans to do it.
It might've been 5 months months earlier, but you know what? I made it happen.
Totally. And then, but you took, not just took action. That's not the right way to say it. Like you said, I'm going to put myself in a position to actively get to know somebody who I really would love to get to know. And I was on his podcast recently. He's coming on mine, and super genuine guy. I really like Brian. He's a really nice guy. So I like what he's doing. I'm actually taking his, I guess, tactic or strategy in social media. One of his things that he said, because I listened to that episode you sent me, Jesse, about like social media. And he said, literally follow somebody and then copy what they do. Like copy exactly what they do. And I'm like, done. I'm going to do that. So I've already copied him one time. I'm just going to keep copying because he's doing really good on social media.
Yes, I love that. And I think it's really important. Like during this podcast, I'm going to do a series on the art of connecting. It's those little things like put yourself in the arena. Where are they? Okay. Put yourself around those type of people that you want to connect with. And it doesn't have to be a specific person. Like guys, if you're just getting started, you're like, I just want to be around people who are four or five chapters ahead of me. Okay. Why aren't you at RubeCon? Why aren't you in Dustin's Mastermind? Like these are things that I put myself in the arena by. Yes, it does cost money, but the return is going to be crazy. And it's priceless. Some of the returns when you build a relationship like Dustin and I have, or me and Brian have. So that same guy that I went and, you know, met in Colombia, I also signed up right away to his next event. I paid for it. I'm not asking for favors either. That's another thing. Like, how can I provide him value? I'm now connecting him with Dustin to get on the podcast. I'm now connecting, you know, Brian with other people that can join his community. I personally paid to join the community and be at one of the events. And then now, guess what? We're now spending a month together in Europe in July. So you never know what can happen. And it's just putting yourself in the arena, putting yourself around people that you know you're going to like because they have the same mindset and mentality.
And what is great too, on top of this, so everybody listening, you need to really realize that you want people to actually not just know you, but even like you, where they want to work with you. Because I like the idea that it doesn't matter who you know, it only matters who knows you. I mean, I could say, yeah, I know this person, but maybe I met him one time in passing, shook his hand while he was doing 10 other things. He has no idea who I am. It only matters if that person would actually say, yes, I know this person. Let me work with them, talk to them, or help them out. Now, you have lots of people because you invest into that relationship. You invest to that person so that you help them achieve what they want, which in turn, they're going to achieve what you want, help you achieve what you want. And I just love that, that you have that perspective because most people don't have that perspective. And it takes, honestly, it takes actually most people financial freedom before you actually get that perspective. Like it's like, okay, now I don't have to focus on myself. Usually people, and I was in the same boat where I was focusing just on myself, on the things that I needed, which is understandable because we have needs, our families, we got to take care of all that sort of stuff. But with that, we also are missing out on so many other things. You know, if we're just focusing on ourselves, getting what we want, yes, that we'll eventually get what we want. But when we start focusing on other people, getting them what they want, they are actually going to be able to be, number one, be grateful. Number two, you're going to feel fulfilled because you help somebody get what they want. But number three, they're going to turn around and say, man, that was awesome. How can I help you?
100%. I want to touch on one more thing because I think a lot of people hear this phrase, provide value, bring value to someone. But a lot of people don't know what that even means or how to do it. And so here's a secret. Ready for the secret? If you meet someone and they're five chapters ahead of you, okay, maybe you don't have the exact skill set that they're looking for or need, but you might know of someone who does. So instead of think, what can I do to help this person? What can someone within my network do to help this person? And always ask, hey, what are you looking for? What projects are you working on? If I was to connect you with someone, who would that be? So you're thinking ahead of time, like before, you know, you ever ask them for anything. Like there's so many people I've never asked for anything and I'm just providing value and just not keeping score, just give. And that's the mentality that I think a lot of people need to have. And so with that being said, you connect someone with someone else that person wants or needs as a resource, boom, they become friends. That's the greatest thing for you because now when they hang out, when they talk, what's their mutual connection? Jesse. So now they're hanging out, they're doing a podcast. I'm probably mentioned on four or five different podcasts of people that I connected. So that's another thing to think about. Like it doesn't have to be you. You don't have to have this incredible skill set. But if you're someone that has a strong connection to people, knows how to build relationships and connect the right people strategically, that can take you very far.
That is such an amazing tip. And with what you do, and I do the same thing, at least I try my best to do it. If ever there is anybody that has a need, I don't care if they're 10 chapters ahead of me or 8 to 10 chapters behind me, that doesn't matter. The biggest thing that I try to do is say, there's a need. There's a person standing in front of me that I'm talking to. They have a need. I might have the ability to fulfill that need, or I might know somebody that has that ability to fulfill that need. If I connect them, that makes me, number one, feel fulfilled. I feel like I helped somebody get what they want. But number two, they're going to look at me, man, thank you so much. I didn't know this person. So many times, like you and I do the exact same thing. So many times I get people say, man, you connected me with this person. It was like, I'm so excited because I never would have found that person on my own, or at least I don't think so. And at the same time, I've had many people do that for me. A quick example, one of my properties, it was actually getting turned over, rehabbed, and it was taking literally 3 months. Well, a friend of mine who I met through RubeCon or the Real Estate Wealth Builders Conference, his name's Zach, he connected me with a property manager in the area in Akron where I invest. He connected me with that property manager. And I said, hey, would you be able to help me with rehabbing this property? This one's taking forever. My property manager just doesn't have the systems and everything that we need in order to get it done faster. And he said, sure, you know, I'll help you out. Because another quick thing, because I got connected through Zach, Zach said, you really should have him speak at RubeCon. He's done so many flips and all that sort of stuff. He came, I invited him to come speak at RubeCon. I gave him a leg up because I offered him a chance to speak at a conference. That helps him, and people wanted to start working with him. Now, with that, on top of that, he's looking at me now. How can I help you? So I called him up. I said, hey, Steve, his name's Steve Yoke, awesome guy up in Akron. I said, Steve, I really got a problem with the property. Can you help me out? And he's all, you know what? Absolutely. I'll help you out. And so he's literally doing it all at cost because we become friends. I helped him out being at my conference. So there's such an amazing power in connecting people to help you get what you want. And then they get what they want. Now let's quickly shift gears. So you have the Growth House podcast, which is terrific. Mm-hmm. You also are doing something with online community, trying to get people so that they can reach their goals, as well as you're still doing the Growth House. You're doing immersion. You're doing so many great things, but walk us through everything that you are doing to help people achieve what they want in life.
For sure. Like walk you through the little ecosystem that we're building. So it really started with Growth House Living. So Growth House Living, that's where people that are business professionals, entrepreneurs, they stay in these houses. And then we had, like Dustin said, people coming and doing these master classes with us. So now we have 30 people in the house. Obviously, not everyone lives there. And so we're like, okay, how can we still help, you know, more people? And so that's where we did Growth House Community, which is an online community. And we just launched it actually this month. So it's still in beta and we have a wait list for next month. And then that's kind of what we're doing with the community, where it's the steps that I took. It was corporate. So most of our people in our community have a high paying job. And they're like, how the heck am I going to get cash flow to replace that high paying income? And so we help them through real estate. And then from there, once you hit financial independence and freedom, I think a lot of people think that's the end. Once you hit financial freedom, that's the beginning of like a new life. That's where you can actually have to have fun, go do stuff. But then as someone who's ambitious and hits it, especially at a young age, you're not going to sit at the beach. Like I went to Mexico, was hungover, sunburnt, and I'm like, okay, I need to do something with my life. Like you can't do that forever. So I think that vision of passive income to lay on a beach is kind of like, eh.
Totally. No, keep your train of thought. So I just want to quickly also say, when I quit my job, when I would chain financial freedom, literally for an entire year, I went to movies. I worked out at the gym. I play with my family and my kids. And don't get me wrong, it was really, really good to have time to really, you're out of that job. You're out of that crappy, just over broke job. And then now you're like, oh, now I have my free life. But then after so long, I started feeling like I was almost not necessarily like not producing anything because I was still making money for my family, but I wasn't progressing. I wasn't growing. I didn't have a goal in life anymore. My goal was my job. And then at RubeCon, I'll fast forward to RubeCon. RubeCon was where I created my new goals to help 1 million people to invest in real estate. And so everything I do is on that track. That's what drives me. But it didn't start there. It started with me saying, you know what? There might be somebody that might want some help in that. I had friends and family members asking me questions on how to invest. And I realized I liked it. It was in fun. It was really enjoyable to tell people how to invest. And then with that, seeing them change their lives, like that was so amazing for me. I started getting more fulfilled in my life when I started helping other people, seeing them get their first property or quit their job. Mm-hmm. In fact, when I bought my first property, it was a great accomplishment, but that's all it was. But then I had needed another one, another accomplishment. Then I needed another accomplishment. Then I quit my job. A terrific accomplishment, but I didn't feel fulfilled. I felt like I needed more accomplishments. When I started helping people to invest, when I started coaching them, when I started seeing them quit their jobs because that's their ultimate goal, I felt so fulfilled in life. And that's why I strive for that every single day now, is because I get more fulfillment. And I'm also blessed because I work my tail off, just like you, to get financial independence. Now I can solely focus on helping other people. But the great thing about doing that, just like Zig Ziglar quote, you can get anything you want in life as long as you help as many people as it takes to get there. I think it's something like mm-hmm. that. Both you and I butchered it, but
I was going to say that. That seemed closer.
But we want to find the people that we can help get what they want. And in turn, we will get what I want. But I mean, above all, the biggest thing, you feel more fulfilled in life, not just because you get what you want. I have more impact on people. People look at me like, man, you took your time. Like, you don't have to do this. You're helping mm-hmm. me, like creating real estate wealth builders conference to coaching people. I literally have people thanking me and they're paying me for all the time. But they said, thank you for allowing us to pay you for the time, because we know you don't have to do this. So bring all this back together. When you start focusing on serving people, you actually achieve financial freedom so much faster. So if I were to start all over again, I would so focus on how can I serve more and more people. One cool last thing I'll say, because I want you to get back into what you were thinking, Jesse. This is a long rant. What am I saying? But if you're working a job, you're only serving one person. Now that one person, you know, the owner has a bunch of customers. You know, they're serving a lot of people, but you're only serving that one person. Now, if you start a business and you're a small business, you have a lot more people that you're serving, so you can make more money. You need to expand that. You need to multiply that out where you're serving as many people as possible, because the more people you serve, the more and better your life gets and the better their life gets. So that was a big, long, right? I meant to just interject, but keep going, Jesse, because you're going down a great trail.
Yeah, I think how we relate is we like to see the personal impact. And at my corporate job, I was selling software, copiers. Like, I didn't see any real personal impact. So it is so much more fulfilling when you're actually able to help change a person's life and visually be able to see it and hear it and get these messages. Like, Jesse, I just bought my first property after listening to your podcast. After being in the community, we added $20,000 more revenue. Now I can retire my parents. Like, guys, that fires me up. Like, that's what gets me excited. And so, yes, I would not have been able to have this type of time to pour into others if I didn't hit that financial independence number. And so for me, going, and I think Brian coined this term, which is once you're out of that job, now you can figure out and go back to what you're passionate about. What fires you up? Now you can look at passionate income. And I love that term because it really just gives you that idea of how do I make money, but also what fulfills me and what am I passionate about at the same time?
The fulfillment aspect, I never knew until I stumbled upon it. You know, being fulfilled in life as opposed to just having accomplishments, because we're taught in school to have an accomplishment. You get good grades, you get good grades on your test, on your report card, go to college. It's all about achieving accomplishments, not about fulfilling and serving other people. That's when you get more significance. Not necessarily to say that's what the end goal, it's not the end goal, but I have so many people like either come to my conference, send me a DM on Instagram, to emailing me just saying, thank you so much that you give this out. I feel like, my goodness, I am so like, I'm on top of the moon when I get those, because it just, I am able to serve other people. Now, Jesse, with the Growth House and the immersion, you have.
Yeah, I didn't even finish the ecosystem.
Yes, that's what you have. So many great things, just like me. Like, you and I are very, very similar. And so, like with Master Passive Income, with RubeCon, I've got like five different events planned or yearly events planned. I've got so many things, just like you. We're both visionaries. We all both attain things. But talk to me about how are you going to now serve more people with the Growth House immersion and everything online that you have.
Yeah. So for the online, it's really providing the three things that most people need, especially when they're getting started or looking to scale. It's capital, accountability, and community. So that's kind of our framework where we base everything off of. So getting, you know, a group of high level, but also highly ambitious people that are looking to strive to achieve financial freedom. But then once they're there, okay, what's that next step? So that's what the community's for. And then also we have an in-person mastermind, which we're not doing 21 days again because I burnt myself out. I don't know what gave me the idea to do that, but we decided, okay, what's a good amount of time where we can actually impact, change people's lives, have people walk out with the ROI, and that's about 3 days. And for us, it's basically taking like a conference or taking, you know, a big event and making it very intimate. We actually be able to talk to the speakers. It's like going to a conference and having that VIP dinner, which is so amazing. Imagine that type of experience, but for 3 days. We're small group training. It's you, you know, freezing your butt off in the cold plunge with the other speakers, 8 and 9 figures. It's being around this type of environment.
You tried to get me in that cold plunge. Sorry, I
get quickly. You're going to get on. You're going to get it. Yeah. Have you ever done one?
Yeah. Yes, I have. I have. Okay. Now, the hot tub was so much better. That was so much better than the cold plunge. But so sorry, I quickly just say, maybe next time. Next time I will jump in there, but it was like winter time and I was like, why would I jump in? It's already cold. But Jesse, so you said getting around the right people and mm-hmm. getting like you also bring people in that fly from all over the country,
Puerto Rico, Nashville, all over the world mm-hmm.
to help out.
Yeah. And that's just those type of people that we attract, both of us. It's those servant leaders that want to actually see people's lives change. They're not doing it for exchange for, you know, because I want clout on social media or I have a $10,000 speaking fee. These are people that just are so genuine. They want to come hang out. Also, we do it in a mansion. So, I mean, they do have some, you know, nice little amenities where they come hang out.
So let me ask you a question. Now, mm-hmm. if somebody is wanting to connect with another person that is, you know, higher caliber or higher level than where they are, it seems like there could be a fine line from being, now you're trying to give. Now, obviously the understanding premise is that you're giving. How can I give value? How can I help? How can I help? Is there a fine line to where it also becomes maybe too aggressive or too forward or become annoying to the person? Is there a fine line, or have you even come across that?
I mean, there definitely is some social cues that, you know, most people should know. If you don't, then I don't know how to help you there. But for me, it's also just seeing who I like who I hit it off with. Like for me, vibe, energy, like that's very real. And so me and Dustin, when we first met, it was just like, we're going to be boys, like we're going to be friends. And so it's not pushing it. Like if you're trying to reach out to someone and it's just not there, then why are you forcing a connection that does not need to be made? And maybe it's going to be a connection that's not even going to be a real friendship. For me, I'm always looking for a true friendship at the end of the day. And then everything else amazing happens from there.
How do you, and just, it seems like people, especially introverts, they'll be like, oh yeah, sure. Jesse and Dustin, they're both extroverts. They can do that. No problem. Yes. It's much easier for us mm-hmm. as extroverts to be able to do this, but it's also a learned trait. I didn't always have this trait. I literally had to make myself be okay with going up to somebody and say, hey, how are you doing? Tell me about yourself. What's your name? Mm-hmm. Do you have any tips or keys to establish that relationship? Because somebody might be thinking, oh man, look at this person. They're way too ahead of me. You just go up and say, hi, you know, blah, blah, blah. You just try to interchange a couple cordial interjections back and forth. But how do you then get that past that hurdle to where, can I get your phone number so I can reach out to you? Like, how can I connect with you? How do you do that?
I love that you're asking me these questions because I'm literally like on the fence if I should continue this series I just launched. So guys, go listen to this series, Growth House Podcast, and give me some feedback because this is kind of what I am leaning into doing because there's so many people that are asking me these questions. And for what you said, I think it's really this feeling it out, seeing if there's a connection there, but also these people are busy. So, hey, let's connect. What's your Instagram? Boom. Don't force them to follow you back. Don't be weird. Just follow them on Instagram, connect with them. And then from there, what I always do is engage. When I see people engaging with my stuff, leaving me comments, reposting my story, man, I just listened to Jesse's podcast. This was so awesome. Tag me in it so that I see it. Like all that stuff, do that with other people that you're looking to connect with. It doesn't have to be like this rocket science formula, but it is just little things that they see you. They see that you're around. Oh, you're headed to this conference? Oh man, I think I might be going to that conference as well. Just be in the arena, but then also when you connect with them, just think of little ways that you can engage. And then from there, you can take it a step further saying, you know, hey, I would love for you to be on my podcast, which I think is a hack. And Dustin, tell me if you think this as well. If you create a podcast, that is something where I guarantee you, you will 5X your network if you stay consistent in only like 6 months. It does not take a long time, especially if you're able to then provide value with clips. So that's what I do, Dustin, is after I do podcasts, I'm like, hey, here's 3 clips. Here's a link to all the content. Let me know what you think. And they're like, dude, what? I got clips after this podcast. And then they're looking to, you know, promote me on social media and tag me. Like people love that type of stuff.
I'll add one thing. Clips are not bad at all. Those are great. Mm-hmm. But what is the best thing you can do is I would suggest you post that clip on your, and you tag them, not just tag them, collaborator. So that's mm-hmm. easy for them just to hit yes. And I get so many more people to actually do that as opposed to me say, hey, here is the download folder, Google Drive, where mm-hmm. you can get all the different downloadable files that they then have to download, think about, post. That doesn't work very often. What does work often is where you post it, highlight them tremendously well, and then hopefully, and just, you can even send them a quick DM. Hey man, I just tagged you on this as a collaborator. Would you mind, accepting it? And that helps them to say, oh yes, one button, so simple. Jesse was a cool dude. So absolutely. That's my tiny little hack that I think would be great. But to quickly answer your question about the podcast or your thought, the podcast is by far one of the best ways. Like, YouTube is not great. I mean, it's okay. Don't get me wrong. Social media is not bad, but the podcast, because talking to somebody for literally 45 minutes, you can say, like Jesse, let's say you had your own podcast. And for before, you're thinking, man, I would love to be able to pick, quote unquote, pick Dustin's brain for 45 minutes. I would say, and I do say this, no, I don't have time. I got a wife and kids. I got so many other things to do. I can't make it. But if you say, can I have you on my podcast? I'd love to share you. Remember, it's all about the person. Mm-hmm. You have to help them to understand why they want to do it. I'd love to share you with my audience so they can get to know you. Oh, yeah, Jesse, that sounds great, because you're talking about me being able to get something because you're delivering value. That's the best thing. Then you have 45 minutes to pick that person's brain and get to know that person and hopefully establish a relationship. So I think by far, podcasts are, if you do it well, it's one of the best ways to network.
100%. Literally every single person that's been on our podcast is wanting to come to Immersion and speak and be a mentor for free. Guys, that would not have happened if I didn't have the podcast. So that took my networking and my connecting to another level. 100%
agree. I'll say this, you should have, because I've been talking to you about it for a while, should have started at least a year before.
For sure.
At least a year, maybe 2 years before. And so now you're doing it. I'm so glad. And
it does. I'm really excited. I'll say this real quick because you inspired me to do this too, is that I thought I was just going to be the person doing the interviews, being the host, but then I'm seeing you, I'm seeing Brian doing the solo shows. And I'm like, I actually rather just listen to Brian's story, or when Dustin talks, like I just listened to yours like yesterday. And those are the ones that I actually get to know the host. I get to know their story. I get even more, you know, I guess emotionally attached to that person's story and want to be a part of what they're doing. And for me, I'm like, all right, Jesse, it's time. So I did have some analysis paralysis on that. I went about 50 episodes without doing a solo podcast. I am now committing to documenting my journey from doing the Growth House from zero to $10 million. Like just on the podcast. That's what I'm doing. I'm documenting that journey on my solo episodes and then also having the guests as well. So 4 episodes a week, Dustin, we're going all in.
I do one a week. Oh my goodness.
You got stressed just thinking about it.
I do have stress, but I'm super pumped because that is by far the best way to grow. The more content you have out there, obviously it's quality. You're going to make quality, mm-hmm. but the more content you have there, the more opportunity for somebody else to find you. And a little tip from me to you, I would suggest at minimum, it'd be 50% solo show and 50% interviews. That's a bare minimum. I would even like, well, how I did it. I literally did like 75 shows before solo, before I did any, I think it was something like that, but 75 shows before I did any interviews. Now with that, if my suggestion for you right now is I would do 80% solo show and 20% interview show. That's like the top end. If you do completely solo, that's not bad. That's not bad at all. But people like a little, they want to hear you. They want to know you, but they also want some variety at the same time. And, but you're 100% right, Jesse. People come for the content, but they stay for the host. And with that, with you and I being somebody that we love connecting people, if they come and connect with us, say at RubeCon or come to Immersion and Growth House, then we're going to be able to connect them with amazing people. I can't even count how many people I connected with at RubeCon or after RubeCon with people that they would never be able to connect with. You know, they're in my either realm of influence or I know somebody that knows somebody. So you just have to be around people. I think that's probably one of the number one things that you and I both love to do is to help people.
100%. Couldn't say any better.
Man, this is great, Jesse. You and I could go on forever. We could just literally talk. But I know everybody wants to listen to your podcast, the Growth Hack Podcast, but how can they find you, reach out to you online, maybe Instagram or something like that?
Yeah, probably Instagram is the best way, at the Jesse Ray, the J-E-S-S-E-R-A-Y. I think I copied you on the thing on Instagram because I couldn't find Jesse Ray. So I did the Jesse Ray.
The Jesse Ray, the Dust. I say the.
That's probably better.
The Jesse Ray. That's the way we got to say it. But everybody, you can tell that Jesse and I are not that arrogant. It's the only handle that we can come up with. I didn't want to like really the real Dustin Heiner. That's too long. It's like, let's just put something. I could put like
Dustin REI. Heiner official. Yeah. Like, I don't even know how to spell official half the time, so I don't want to do that one.
Totally. But so Jesse Ray, Jesse Ray on Instagram. Anything else? Like definitely the podcast. Tell us about that.
Growth. So Growth House Podcast. That's like my life right now. 4 episodes a week. Dustin knows how much time I put into this. And we are going to be talking about, and it sounds like I should continue this series. So go listen to the first episode where I talk about Diego Corzo, our friend, who I met at RubeCon, in that story. And then from there, you'll hear a bunch of amazing guests, and I'm excited for the journey.
And for everybody, if you made it this far listening through this is the key. A lot of people might be thinking, man, I want a tactic on how to get rich. Like, what's the quick way? What's this or what's that? We are literally giving you, without a doubt, 100% the right way to get wealthy as fast as possible, building your networking, getting to know people. And so, this might not be the most sexy thing because it's, oh yeah, I get it. Let's just talk to people. No. I cannot stress this enough. If you're going to listen to any episode, it would be this episode to help you to have the mentality to then make wealth and help other people be wealthy. Listening to Jesse's episodes, talking about how to connect people. Like, this is so much more than a tactical, okay, buy this type of property, then make this much money. This is so much better. Like, literally, without this, you're not going to get to where you want to be, which is extreme financial freedom, helping and serving people. But Jesse, thank you so much for being on the show, man. I really appreciate you.
Dude, it's a pleasure and honor, man. I'm excited to be here and be hanging out with you, man.
Okay, buddy. I'll see you at the Growth House and Immersion.
Let's do it.
And that is it for today. Go ahead and get my free real estate investing course. Text the word rental to 33777, R-E-N-T-A-L to 33777. You can also join my Real Estate Wealth Builders group coaching. Get all my courses. All right, guys, we'll see you in the next show. See ya.